Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The switch is on.
The switch is on.
To Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
We have a phone line, 404-741-9400. It works.
So, Jen, we need it here. Okay, so this is the topic. Are you brave enough to admit that you forgot your kids somewhere? And I don't know if you have a story about this, Jen. I don't know if you ever lost one of your kids. I'm not talking about like they get away from you at the zoo or something. I'm talking about like where you home aloned it. Like you got in the car and drove away.
It took off
and they're like standing at outside the gas station because they went in to use the bathroom and they're like, "Mommy?" And you're gone.
We have done this to our dog before when we were getting ready to go to Florida. We were like, okay, kids in the car, check. Everything else in the car, check. We'd like drive halfway down the block. I'm like, we forgot the dog.
Oh,
and we were leaving for like a week.
So
we went back and got her. But we want to know if you forgot your kids somewhere, because we were talking about like the potential to be driving with your kids in the car and temporarily forget that they are in there.
Well, the conversation started when we were talking about the jury selection for the Ross Harris trial, and we were talking to Vinny Politan from 11 Alive, who's also a parent, and I made the offhand remark that, well, you guys would never forget your kids. Right, I said, you guys, you can't. How do you forget your kids? Because that's what he's claiming, that he forgot his son was in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys both said that it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a car seat situation, but you did say that was possible. But there are situations where, as a parent, you could be so distracted, so tired, so caught up in something that you do forget your child. 404-741-9400. I think it would be interesting to also hear from kids who may have been forgotten.
Right, if you were forgotten as a kid.
That's so sad.
Like the true Home Alone situation.
Uh-huh. I remember when I was a kid, we were playing Little League. It was called T-shirts. That was the league, the level of baseball we were playing.
Okay.
And we all got home and like got back to the neighborhood and got the ice cream that you get on the way home and all that stuff. We get back to the neighborhood and there was a kid missing.
Oh.
And so it was quickly determined that he was supposed to ride with us, but everybody thought everybody else had handled it. So we drove back to the park and he was just standing there in like the park all by himself.
Oh,
all alone.
That's
like at
similar.
The end of the driveway.
Do you remember our boss's story about that? That his wife and him were both at a baseball game and their daughter was there, like watching their son's baseball game.
Okay.
And for some reason, the wife had to go to something else.
That's right.
And took off and they were like, okay, great. Yeah. And she was over on the swing set playing whatever. And he was like, yep, I got them both. We'll meet you there later. And then just forgot that he was supposed to bring the daughter too.
Whoopsie.
And the daughter was still left at the park and they went home from... Yeah, he said it's the fastest he has ever driven back to a park in his life.
Hey, is it Carly from Dallas? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Did you forget a kid or were you the forgotten kid?
No, we forgot a kid. We were all piled in the van and it was in 1998. I believe we were in South Dakota and we all stopped for a gas station, drink, go potty break. And we all got back in the van and I guess I thought Grandma had Eric and Dad thought I had Eric, and we get in there and start to pull it out of the gas station. I'm like, oh my God, who's got Eric? And you can imagine how fast we turned around. And there he was. He had actually walked out and was standing right outside the door, and my heart just, even that long ago, it was like, oh my God, we did forget our kid.
How much time passed between you leaving the gas station and you getting back there?
I mean, literally, probably not even 2 minutes.
But I'm guessing it felt like 2 days, right? Hey, Kelly in, is it Barnesville?
Yes.
Hey, Kelly, what's going on?
I went to the grocery store
with two kids and left the third one at home.
Kelly!
Oh, no! For how long, the whole grocery store trip?
Well, we had only lived like 5 minutes away from the grocery store, and the baby was maybe a month old. And I got to the store, and I got the baby out and got her in the cart. We were living in England, and I got in the store, and I was like, wait a minute, where's Farron? searched the grocery store, got in a car, freaking out, went home, and she was standing in the doorway crying.
How old was the one you left?
She was like 7.
Oh.
Well, you know what? You had a 1-month-old. You got to forgive yourself for that. I know you were not sleeping at all.
I'm not worried about Kelly forgiving herself. I'm worried about the 7-year-old forgiving her. Because now we know.
She's going to be 14 this summer, and she throws it in my face every once in a while.
Oh. I would too. Absolutely.
She says, you forgot me. And I'm like, wow, yeah.
Manipulates for whatever
she
wants.
Next up on the Jeff and Jen Show.
We're going to keep these calls coming in. Phone lines are jammed up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.